Today's recording is L'schus, in merit and in honor of my wife, Yafa Bela Bas of David Tzvi, on the occasion of her birthday. May she have a wonderfully successful year in all things physical and spiritual, and may we see only happy things together. So chances are that if you're listening to this recording, you're feeling today one of two things. I know this not because I have prophecy, sorry to say that I don't, but because the fact that you're listening to this recording means that you care a lot about your Judaism, and you try to daven seriously, which means that on Yom Kippur, you had every intention and you really wanted to make it a really special Yom Kippur. And by the fact that I know that you wanted to make Yom Kippur a special day, a special meaningful day, I thereby know, simply because of my own experience in life, that you're probably feeling one of two things today. Either you're feeling down because you had such a great Yom Kippur, was such a wonderful davening, it went so well, and you felt so close to Hashem by Ne'ilah, and all of a sudden, like, it's just a regular Thursday. Sukkot is coming up, but like, you're still sort of like, oh my gosh, what a downer. I had such a wonderfully close day of being close to Hashem, and now it's not the same. Or, opposite, you're also feeling a little down today, but that's because your Yom Kippur did not go well. You can't believe the fact that by Ne'ilah, the holiest moment of the year, you were having all sorts of weird thoughts and you couldn't concentrate. And even then, you're not able to be fully engaged and you're so upset that Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, you feel like you failed and you didn't have the type of experience you were hoping for. Now, by the way, both of these type of feelings don't contradict also, of course, a feeling of relief. Yom Kippur is a difficult day, a grueling day. And most of us that are honest will be happy to admit we're happy it's just once a year. But generally, along with that relief and that happiness that we could go move on to the year with the forgiveness that we attained, there's that downer feeling, either because yesterday you felt so close to Hashem and everything went so well with the davening, or because it was such a disappointment. And the reason that I know this is because, you see, any time when there's a huge buildup of pressure that it has to go great, you plan for a day for a long time. Like if you're the type of person that's going to plan for a night out with your spouse or a birthday celebration or an anniversary, and you make all these plans and everything is planned out exactly how it's going to go, and there's so much excitement and anticipation of the day, inevitably one of two things will happen. Either it will go great, perfect, and you'll feel a downer afterwards, how great that was, oh my gosh, I'm sorry that it's over. Or very often, because there's so much pressure, anxiety, and expectation that it has to be perfect, that pressure itself is what makes that very often you can't enjoy it as much, things don't go well, there's confusion. If there's one little setback, everyone gets all upset and their feelings are hurt and it becomes difficult, which is what happens in Yom Kippur. Very often the feeling of pressure that we have, that it's Ne'ilah, I have to be completely focused on Hashem, sometimes that itself could cause that I'm not able to focus on Hashem. And the opposite, I have all sorts of weird, difficult thoughts. But here's the good news, whether you're feeling either of those two things, here's the good news. The greatest news of Judaism is that we learned that the most important word that we say on Yom Kippur is the word Lefanecha. The whole day we're trying to rectify the Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha, that we don't feel the Lefanecha, that we're always before God, within God at all times. We don't always feel that, we don't always live like that. And Yom Kippur is the day that's all about the Lefanecha. But here's the really good news. You know what? Every single day of your life, the third word you say when you wake up is also Lefanecha. Moide ani Lefanecha. You just woke up. Your hands, you still didn't wash Negelvasa. You didn't wash your hands. They're still impure. You still have the crud in your eye. You still want to hit the snooze button. But guess what? You're already Lefanecha. The first thing a Jew says each morning is Moide ani Lefanecha. I acknowledge, God, that I'm before you, now in bed. Just like by Ne'ilah. Because the ultimate joy of our relationship with God is that God never changes. We're always Lefanecha. We're always within Hashem. Yom Kippur is the day we rectify not feeling that. But guess what? The tshuva of Yom Kippur lasts the whole year. If we allow it to, if we're cognizant of the lefanecha, that it's the third word we say every day we wake up, Moida ani lefanecha. And that allows us to be able to be close to Hashem every day, like in Yom Kippur. You see, the difference between Yom Kippur and any other day of the year is just how much God's light is revealed in the world. But God's essence is always the same, never changing. We're always the Lefanecha, we're always in Hashem's essence. And I'm sure you've all have the experience that it's dafka, it's specifically the spontaneous things that you do with your spouse. Or without planning, you just end up spending a whole night with a friend, chilling, talking, hanging out. It's very often in the most mundane settings that you have the best time, because there's no pressure and it's just real and authentic, organic and deep. So the joy the day after Yom Kippur is to know that the Moed Ani Lefanecha, now we could have spontaneous daily hangings out, chilling out with Hashem. And that is the simcha and the secret of the sukkah. The secret of the sukkah is that now for 7 days we live lefanecha. You know, everything that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, it becomes a mitzvah from the Torah to do in the sukkah, to hang out, to chill out, to be spontaneous with Hashem in the sukkah. That's the ultimate joy of the holiday, and that trains us to be able to live the whole year with the Moed Ani Lefanecha. And now I'm highly recommending to take a look at the verse from this week's Parsha that we learned in Erev Yom Kippur, Deuteronomy 32:10, where it says that Hashem found us in a desolate, howling solitude, which we learned from Rav Soloveitchik is a condition to having a deep relationship with Hashem, that we have to be in a desolate, howling solitude with Hashem. And you know what the word is in the Pasuk right after that? Yesoivevenhu. God encircles, encompasses, surrounds, holds us. And Rashi says, it means with the clouds of glory in the desert, which is what the sukkah represents. When on a regular Tuesday, a simple day, we're able to feel the lefanecha, the desolate howling solitude that becomes the beautiful way to connect to God in the deepest way, then at that moment, Yisevivenu, Hashem hugs us, encircles us with the sukkah, and that's the whole year. But now, next week, we're going to live with that openly with our eyes and see the circling and the hugging of Hashem in the sukkah with Mashiach Tzidkenu, I hope, in Yerushalayim.